This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A majority of the members of the Minneapolis City Council say that they support disbanding the city's police department. It's an aggressive stance that comes just as the state launched a civil rights investigation after George Floyd's death. 9 of the council's 12 members appeared with activists at a rally in City Park Sunday afternoon and vowed to end the department under the current system. Council President Lisa Bender said that she and other council members are committed to ending policing as we know it. Minnesota launched a civil rights investigation of the department last week, and the first concrete changes came Friday when the city agreed to ban chokeholds and neck restraints, a more complete remaking of the department likely to unfold in the coming months. Former U.S. President Barack Obama says failed police practices, inequality, and decades worth of anguish have fueled the nationwide protest following the recent deaths of unarmed black men and women, including George Floyd. He, along with his wife Michelle, delivered speeches during YouTube's Dear Class of 2020 virtual ceremony. The duo, along with the star-studded lineup, including Beyonce, Lady Gaga, and Tom Brady, offered inspirational messages in the hopes of uplifting new graduates. Mitt Romney marched in protest against police mistreatment of minorities in the nation's capital, making him the first Republican senator to do so. Romney, who represents Utah, posted a tweet showing him wearing a mask as he walked with Black Lives Matter protesters in Washington Sunday. Above the photo, he wrote, "Black Lives Matter." He was walking with a Christian group and talking to NBC. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The violent clearing of demonstrators from the nation's premier protest space in front of the White House is spotlighting a tiny federal watch force created by George Washington. The few hundred officers in the U.S. Park Police safeguard iconic federal sites like the Lincoln Memorial and Statue of Liberty and peacefully manage hundreds of demonstrations a year at the states and the sites. Democratic lawmakers want answers about the clubbing, punching, and other force deployed by some park police and routing protesters from the front of the White House Monday. Former park police officials call the brute tactics unprecedented by a force especially trained as guarantors of the right to protest. Clashes broke out at the tail end of what were peaceful anti-racism protests in Britain as a small number of protesters tussled with police. Glass bottles, traffic cones, and fireworks were thrown at lines of police along Whitehall and in Parliament Square, the political heart of the UK. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the protests had been subverted by thuggery, warning those responsible would be held to account. Thousands of Brazilians marched on Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo Sunday as part of the global Black Lives Matter protest, expressing their outrage of the death of George Floyd in the U.S. and against police brutality at home, with more than half of Brazil's population reportedly identifying as being of African descent. Many of those protesters resonate with the Black Lives Matter movement, and according to some, they say that it must stop, not only on an international level, but also on the local level as well. According to Johns Hopkins University tallies, the world hit two new milestones. They surpassed 400,000 deaths and 7 million confirmed infections as well. The United States has more than 110,000 deaths and more than 1.9 million infections so far. North Korean state agency news KCNA reports that leader Kim Jong-un attended a political bureau meeting of the state's ruling Workers' Party over the weekend, where economic projects, including the chemical industry, were discussed. The meeting comes at a time of economic uncertainty amid the global COVID-19 pandemic that's putting additional pressure on the North's economy, already battered by international sanctions aimed at stopping its nuclear program. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.